So they're gonna put cadaver bone in my face. And I have to be honest, it was the weirdest thing I'd ever heard, and I kept nodding because it was a doctor. He's just telling me the most horror show thing I could possibly imagine. We're gonna drill holes in your face, and then we're gonna take a dead person's bone, mix that up in a paste. Yeah, okay, got it. Yeah, you're gonna spackle my John with zombie DNA. I got it, sounds fine. Isn't it crazy what we agree to because a doctor said okay? All this stuff we just say, oh, it's okay. Imagine through history. Holy crap, before we had technology. All right, we're gonna put leeches on you. That'll suck the disease out. Okay. Hey, you're kind of crazy. We're gonna run electricity through your brain. Well, thank God I'm crazy then. Go for it. I'm so much better now! We'll do anything they say. Think of all the stuff you've taken just because they told you it was okay. And be clear, a doctor only needs a C minus to become a doctor. Yeah, take a minute with that, fuckers. Take a minute with that. That's a weird joke. People go, oh, whoa. That's why I don't go to a guy with just one frame certificate. My doctor, I'll have 40 frame report cards. I want to see that weird semester where you got into mushrooms and didn't learn a whole lot. Like, dude, what are you supposed to know right here that you don't know? Because this is a lot of electives. Imagine the stuff. Imagine what you've taken just because your doctor said take it. Diabetes medication. My father took blood thinners. He bumped into anything. He started bleeding. Oh, vampires loved him. You'll take anything, man. Gentlemen, if your man is a little slow in the uptake, you'll pop a Viagra without even thinking about the side effects, man, to reanimate that dead soldier. And Viagra has horrible side effects. And be clear, gentlemen, Viagra gives you a zombie penis. That ain't you. Wrap your minds around that, ladies. It actually turns it into a cadaver bone. Well, I've not gone over my union required dick jokes. My point is, we'll do anything they say. It's just weird. And what we will do and what we won't do. If this vaccine had given everybody bigger boobs and bigger dicks, we'd have hit herd immunity on week one. That Tuesday. Instead, it just makes you not die. We had a third of the country refuse to wear a little piece of fabric over their face to protect themselves and their fellow Americans, but they'll put silicone in their boobs, plastic in our butts, calves, and pecs, but won't take a vaccine to stop a disease that's killed 7 million people worldwide and 1 million in our own country. Do you see why the aliens don't land? Earth is the shitty convenience store bathroom of the universe. We are the Barstow of the universe. Sometimes you just gotta stop. What, you didn't have to pee when we flew past Saturn? God damn it, all right, I'm gonna hover over Florida, I'm dropping you down. Don't talk to any rednecks and don't take their lips. Sorry, I watched too much Ancient Aliens. It was so bizarre to watch. During the lockdown, they would interview these guys at rallies, and they're like, you gonna take the vaccine? Hell no! Do I look like some George Soros, Jew-worshipping, baby blood-drinking pedophile on his knees for Bill Gates and Illuminati? Do I? Ain't nobody injecting me with no tracking chip to control me. Hey man, my phone just said there's a Starbucks quarter mile from here. You want some? Dude, did you check the user agreement on that phone? User agreement? Why? What are they gonna do? Sell my information to China? It's a phone, bro. It ain't a device that writes down my every thought and what I like and what I don't like, gathers that information, bundles it, sells it to a third party so they can sift through it and send shit back to my phone that I gotta buy with money I don't have. Oh, hell, man, the 2022 truck nuts are coming out. Hell yeah! Dude, they did Asian this year! I'm getting me that, oh my God, iPhone skull implant 13. I'm getting me that because I give zero fucks. They did some studies. They found out that 26.4% of the people that refuse the vaccine won't take it because they believe the government is trying to track and or control them. And they know it's 24.6% because of the collected data from their cell phones. I honest to God, I wish I was making this up. I've been touring this country for a long time, since I was a teenager, and I knew we were stupid. I didn't know we were X Games stupid. We're pulling the 900 of stupid, man. All right, this is an actual poll. This is true. 4 or 5 months ago, they took a poll. They said 1 out of 5 people that refuse the vaccine won't take it because they believe the government is trying to control them. A couple of questions, a person who thinks of themselves far highly beyond any reason. Why you? Why control you? You work at TJ Maxx. Are you a secret agent shirt folder? Are you a Subway sandwich artist that also sells military secrets? What the fuck are you talking about? Are you kidding me? My God, control you. People, how many people here have worked for at least 2 decades in their life? 2 decades in their life, right? Right. You had to go to work all the time, right? Did you go to work every Monday and stuff? Yeah, are you a millionaire? Yeah. You have to go to work. He said, yeah, it's LA, fucker. I'm a millionaire. How else do you live here, asshole? Most people. Have to go back to work on Monday. Yeah, and they're not millionaires. Yeah, do you? You have to go back. Yeah. By the way, yeah, that's control right there. And if you had a little extra money, what did you do? You went to football, baseball, basketball game with a bunch of like-minded people. I call them sheep. Football, baseball, basketball. Oh, sports doesn't control us? Okay. You showed up to the game with a bunch of like-minded people, and you're all wearing the same colored shit. And you're mad at the people across the court, and all they're doing is wearing different colored shit. You ever fill out loan paperwork? I just refinanced my house. Holy crap. They knew more about me than I knew. I got to page 12, and I'm like, when did I buy that, and why didn't I pay for that? Every single one of us has 4 or 5 devices in our house, car, whatever, that you have to put all your information into all the time to buy a pair of shoes online. Yeah. You have to sign up. You have to register. You have to log in. Please give us your email so we can track you constantly and send you shit forever that you're not gonna buy anyway. And then after you put all that information in, then you put your credit card number in, then you put your PIN code in, they give you the freedom to buy a pair of Nikes that for some reason is injected with the blood of a rapper. Do you see why the aliens don't land? Every time you hit a button, an algorithm makes a check mark next to your name. They know your name, your address, your phone number. They know your blood type, your sperm count, your menstrual cycle calendar. Yeah, they do, ladies. It's not a joke, because you order that shit the same week every month off of Amazon. And I know you're thinking, my God, then why are they nicer about it? They know where you vacation because you booked it online. They have all these pictures of you. And ladies, remember the little bachelorette party you threw for your little cousin when she was 22 getting married, remember? And you gathered around her and you made her play that game where she had to make a banana happy with her mouth and you filmed it? They have that video. Yeah, and now people in China are using your little cousin's face to deep fake porn. Do you hear how honest that joke was? You go, oh, shit. She went, oh. Your car tracks you all the time. It's got a thing called onboard diagnostics. You may not know this. It used to be like it would tell you what was wrong with the car. Now you can play onboard diagnostic OBD4, tracks everything your car does, including tracks you on GPS. And it's just a little brain in your car that does that. Yeah. And if you get in a bad accident, they can plug in a recorder to that thing, and they can see how fast you were going, if you hit the brakes or not, if you're driving crazy. You can't even lie to Flo from Progressive anymore. And if you have a Tesla like me, I know damn well Elon Musk has a camera behind that rearview mirror watching me all the time to get my body motions down so he can build his robot army. And by the way, I would buy that robot in a second. Your phone tracks you. Even if you turn your cell phone tracking off, they can triangulate you on 3 different cell phone towers. And they know your cell phone is sitting in your lap giving you testicular cancer. I choose to believe this conspiracy because it hurts nobody and protects my testiculars. But I truly believe my phone can give me a vasectomy without an app. The credit card tracks you. Yeah, you can just pick up the bill and see where you were. You may not know this, but if you put your PIN in at the point of sale and there's a crime nearby, they can actually go through those and find who you are and call you in as a witness. And you may not know this, but every time you go to a bank, ATM, and you get cash, they take a picture of you. How do I know this little tidbit? Well, after my divorce. A whole bunch of money disappeared. And when I complained, Chase Bank was kind enough to send me my ex-wife's embezzlement photo album that I couldn't afford to scrapbook. Now let's talk about the microchip they're going to inject into you. And by the way, if you know anybody who believes this, they can watch no more Tom Cruise movies. The microchip they have to shoot into you would have to be so small to go through a 20-gauge needle. On top of that, be so high-tech, the only way to make it is to bring Steve Jobs back from the dead. And that ain't happening because I'm pretty sure I got some of his bone in my job right now. But let's say it's possible. Let's go down the crazy train. So they inject the chip into you, and then what? They control you? With like a PS5 controller, like a remote control airplane, but goddamn this vaccine, I'm not doing this. I couldn't do this before the vaccine, man. And then.
It's the only move I could ever do ever.
And then somehow this nanochip goes through your body, finds your nervous system, then sends out its nanorobot arms like Dr. Octopus and Spider-Man. And sidebar, all superhero names suck. They're horrible and villain. They're the lamest things I've ever heard, man. Yeah. He's got 8 arms and he's a doctor. Oh, Dr. Octopus. He's silver, but he surfs. Oh, Silver Surfer. He's a man, but he dressed like a bat. Oh, that's a tough one. And what the hell is a Green Lantern? Was it light up the campground and keep bugs away? Sorry to all you comic book geeks right now, and I know there's a lot of them in LA, you guys are mad. Shut up, Mr. Comedian, stop talking about this shit. It's all based in ancient legend, douchebag. Yeah, you don't even understand the multiverse, dickhead, shut up. Yeah, shut up, yeah. Keep my comic book names out of your motherfucking mouth! Why did that get kind of a response like that? So then this injected Bill Gates nanochip somehow goes through your body, finds your lower brainstem, hooks into the web of synapses in your cerebral cortex, then somehow sends a signal out to Wi-Fi and or local Bluetooth, which then downloads your personality and location, then sends a signal to a satellite, and that satellite is connected directly to the Microsoft central computer where Bill Gates and his baby blood drinking pedophile elites now monitor your every move while you... What? Pick your kids up from school? Go to Starbucks and get a Frappuccino, which you drink, and then your blood sugar spikes, which your iWatch reads through your skin, then sends an emergency message to your doctor. Your phone rings, and he goes, "It's gonna kill you if you keep drinking that shit!" Why would anybody think anybody wanted to control them? I mean, I had some fame. I had my own TV show. It's waned, but that's not the point. No one tracks me down. No one controls me. I mean, you know, I have best friends I don't talk to for 6 months at a time. I used to call my own father, and he'd go, "Who's this?" The only person that may want to control you is the custody court for your back child support. That was a good laugh. You guys are paid up. Nice. How? I don't understand how COVID controlled you. How did it control these people that believe this? How did it control you? You know, you were alone. They didn't know what you were doing. You could have built a bomb, joined ISIS, watched every episode of The Golden Girls, which I did. Brilliant. I found out I'm a Dorothy. Yeah, you can't pick it. You have to be told who you are. I thought I was a Sophia. And my wife said, you're a Dorothy. I go, but Dorothy looks like Lurch and she's a bitch. And she goes, right. Well, you're a Sophia. How'd they control you, man? You weren't at work, and if you were at work, oh my God, you know, we needed you. You were the essential workers. They weren't going to mess with you guys at all. We had no idea this entire country evolved around the people that restocked the toilet paper and the red wine. You guys could have shut us down in one afternoon. Nope, that Charmin is not hitting the shelf, and the La Crema is locked up. They didn't control you. Are you kidding me? How'd they control you? You weren't a slave to your job. You weren't a slave to the government. You were home. You were a slave to Netflix. Now they want their control back. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now they want you happy and healthy. That's what the visa, yeah. And they want you back to work, digging those ditches, pulling those levers, and paying those taxes to make this capitalistic country called America grind forward. And how do I know that? Because the vaccine is free. Yeah. They only give you free shit when they want something from you. Or they're going to kill a percentage of us. I don't know. But I had the iPhone skull up on. I got to get this. Hold on. I'm sorry. Hello? Yeah, man. I just did the bit. Yeah, they're laughing. A little nervous. What? No, they're getting back to work. Yeah, they're all laughing. There's a millionaire in the front row. He's kind of a dick. What? No, Bill. No. No, I'm going to stay Mac. Because Windows 95, Bill. Yeah. Yeah, I know it was a long time ago. You got to steal better from Apple next time, okay? Bill, I'm in the middle of a show. I got to go. Good luck with the divorce. Listen, that was for the conspiracy people. I told you who you're talking to right there! Maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe the vaccine and the mask were just an intelligence test. You know, there's 8 billion of us on the planet. You know, maybe you needed to cull the herd just a little bit. And what a better way to edit out the morons and the dipshits than giving them an actual life or death choice. Your body, your choice. Roll those dice. Woohoo! But I'll be honest with you. Vaccines have been used since George Washington. If you won't take a vaccine that's 96% effective to stop a disease that's killed 7 million people worldwide in 2 years and 1 million in your own country, and the people that survive it, 20 to 34% have lifetime heart, liver, kidney, lung, or brain damage, you don't want to take that? I'm okay with you not being here.
Thanks for clearing the parking lots for the rest of us. But before you go, no, you're the reason the aliens don't fucking land.